an end-of-summer review of the effect of the DOT's three-hour tarmac rule. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for the download today. My guest today is Kate Hanai, founder and executive director of FlyersRights.org. And anybody who's been listening to these AeroCasts for any length of time knows we like to check in with Kate every few months and find out how things are going in the quest to make airline travel a less onerous experience for the passenger. And specifically, Kate's group was founded to initiate and get passed an airline passenger's bill of rights. Hasn't happened in the legislative sense yet, but it has happened as a DOT rule. And since Labor Day is the traditional end of the summer travel season, I thought it might be a good time to check in with Kate and see how the rule has been going in its first summer of operation. Kate, thanks for taking some time out for our listeners today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start right in. It seemed early on this summer, late spring, after the rule went into effect on April 29th, that the early signs were good, but everybody was saying it's too soon to tell. Is it too soon to tell still, and how are things going?
Well, two answers. Things are going incredibly well. Our hotline is not ringing with calls from people that have been stuck on the tarmac that are on domestic flights for over 3 hours. So that's very exciting. But we do believe that there needs to be 1 year data that can be evaluated to look at all of the different times of year where you have different types of congestion and see how things are handled in the middle of winter. And the airline industry continues to say, you know, let's wait till the winter months. We don't believe that there's going to be any shift and that the rule is going to work as it has been working during thunder season and hurricane season. But that said, to be prudent, it would be good to wait and have 1 year's data. But up till now, the rule's working perfectly.
Okay, now you said your phone is not ringing with people stuck on the tarmac for more than 3 hours, but what is making your phone ring?
Well, our phones are definitely ringing, and we're hearing a number of different issues. The issues related to the tarmac rule are twofold. One is that international flights seem to be sitting on the tarmac longer now that the domestic flights are actually getting off the ground sooner. And probably that's because the domestic flights are now a priority because of the fines that would be imposed if they sat for longer than 3 hours. So the international flights are suffering, and we're hearing more from those. We're not hearing from domestic flights much at all that are sitting for more than 3 hours. And the ones we are hearing from are technically following the rule, but appear to be manipulating it a little in that some of the domestic carriers are keeping people at the gate for 2.5 hours, and that time is not considered tarmac time, even though to the passengers it feels like tarmac time. And they're not being given any food or water during that time because the government doesn't require the airlines to report time at the gate. It's not until they remove the block and push the plane back from the gate that the tarmac time starts. So people can still end up sitting for 5 or 6 hours on a tarmac, in their own opinion, even though technically the loophole says that the airlines don't have to count it until they push back from the gate. So we're hearing from a few of those, and then also that some of the air carriers are not leaving the air conditioning on. They're just leaving it off, and they're not providing water during a majority of that tarmac time. And so people are getting very dehydrated, and that's really a problem.
Okay, one of the big things that was predicted when this rule went into effect is that there would be massive cancellations of flights, because airlines would cancel flights rather than risk big fines per passenger. That does not appear to have been happening.
It has not happened. It's not materialized, and many of the air carriers are even acknowledging that the cancellations that they have had nothing to do with the rule. So we're very excited about those statistics and that it appears that the rule is not having any negative impact on flight cancellations, that all of the airlines' hype and this mass cancellation of flights that was going to profoundly negatively affect passengers has just not come to pass.
All right. Now, in some recent month, I don't remember whether it was June, it might have been June. I remember a report in one recent month in which there were 4 flights for the entire month that went over the 3-hour limit, all of them in Chicago, all of them by less than 5 minutes. And I'm wondering, in the cases that have occurred so far, how is the DOT administering fines, or do we know yet?
Actually, May. And all 4 of those, the DOT determined a few weeks ago that the airline made a mistake. Those have been removed. There was actually only one, and it was a Delta flight in May.
Okay.
And then in June, there were three. But the DOT is assessing them, and what they're doing is they're very, very closely monitoring the transmissions from the cockpit to air traffic control and to the airport and to the station managers and to the ramp tower to determine what exactly happened. And apparently in the case of those four United flights, every single one of them made a mistake that hurt themselves initially, that turned out not to be true. And in all fairness, even though I'm cynical about it and wonder about it, we did not get calls from any of those flights saying that people were stuck. So it's very likely that the DOT is correct.
Okay, now there were some international flights over the summer that notably could have benefited from this kind of thing, where people did sit on the tarmac for more than 3 hours. And tell us what's going on there, and do you think that problem has been made any worse? You mentioned that maybe domestic flights are being prioritized now, but is it really making it any worse, or do you have data from previous years to compare?
We can't tell yet because our data is only a fraction. What comes to our hotline is only a fraction of the total problem. And because the international flights are not currently required to report time on the tarmac to the government, the only data we have is the empirical data we get from people who call our hotline or from the media. So the events that we've heard about, like that Virgin Atlantic flight that sat for, what was it, 5 or 6 hours on the tarmac overnight, and people were just furious about it, have pretty much helped us in our fight to get international flights included in the rule. And there have been a number of very high-profile incidents. You might remember that Taka Airlines flight in Orange County two Christmases ago, where sat for 9 hours on a diversion coming in from San Salvador. So they'd already had a flight. Then they sat for 9 hours with three medical events, ambulances going to the flight, very high publicized. Then you had the Aeromexico flight in Portland that was a diversion that sat only 4 hours on the tarmac, but they would not allow the passengers off. And it was so dire on the plane because of the length of time the passengers had been in the plane already that the paramedics brought Big Macs on board the aircraft to feed people in diabetic shock. So you've had some very high-profile public events that were international flights coming into the U.S. that have had very, very severe issues on those flights that the DOT is well aware of. They've been investigating them, and they're aware that we are pressing very hard. FlyersRights.org is pressing very hard to have international flights included in the three-hour rule. We believe what's happening is that domestic flights, because they are subjected to the possible fines, are being gotten off the ground quicker and dealt with quicker than international flights because they have to. And if international flights were included, we believe that the airlines would further adjust their schedules appropriately so that no aircraft ended up sitting over 3 hours on the tarmac.
Okay, now this is what's being referred to as an enhancement to the DOT's tarmac rule. When we come back from the break, let's talk about that and the upcoming September 23rd comment deadline, which is an extension. My guest is Kate Hanai. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Paul Plack here with Kate Hanai of FlyersRights.org, talking now about A DOT move to extend the period for commenting on the proposed rule enhancing airline passenger protections. This would essentially move some of the protections or start the process of moving some of the protections in the DOT's three-hour domestic tarmac stranding rule to international flights operating in the U.S. as well. Kate, tell us how this is going and what is the DOT trying to do in this first step?
Well, the DOT is trying to give additional rights to the first rule that was passed December 21st. And what they've realized that there are a number of things that passengers are still very upset about and a number of deceptive practices that have emerged over time that need to be dealt with. You may recall that a couple of years ago in 2008, in May, we got the bumping compensation doubled. And that was a very big deal because it had not been raised since deregulation in 1978. So there were no inflationary increases. There were no increases, and passengers were not being compensated enough to cover the losses that they suffered when they were bumped from a flight and when the airlines oversold a flight. And when we filed our docket comments on that original rulemaking to increase the bumping compensation, we asked for an increase of $613.50, depending on the length of time that people were delayed. But they only raised it up to $400 and $800, and they made comments at that time that they may increase it further. So this new rulemaking, the NPRM, actually includes an increase up to $600 and $1,350, which is what we asked for the first time.
Okay, what about the component of it, though, that has to do with the three-hour rule? How would that affect the international flights?
Well, international flights in this new rulemaking, the way it's written now, would only have to report the time on the tarmac to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. At this time, they don't have to report that data. So that's a huge missing. That means that no one has accurate data on how many international flights actually sit for over 3 hours. So that's very important. But we believe that they can do more, and we are pressing very, very hard for international flights to be included in that three-hour rule because we're aware now that more international flights are sitting over 3 hours than domestic flights.
Kate, there's a comment period open now till September 23rd on the latest rulemaking. What should people be telling the DOT if they have comments about this, and what needs to be tweaked and enhanced in the existing tarmac stranding rule?
People need to go to the Department of Transportation docket as soon as possible and file their comments on every related issue in the docket. Everything that's in this NPRM is beneficial to them. Some of the issues may not go far enough, and people may have opinions about what they'd like to see happening. This is truly a way for them to be involved in the process. And if they go to flyersrights.org and sign our petition, which is free, they'll receive information from us by bulk email that will tell them exactly how to file that information on the docket. It's a little bit complicated. So we give them a link that goes directly there, and we coach them on how to respond to the docket. Also, if they join our group, we will be putting out a letter to them in advance of the comments being due so that they can take it and modify it and use that as a template for themselves they can personalize to add to the docket. There are a number of things in the docket we'd like to see be stronger. We would like that when you are delayed on the tarmac, that it's a mandate that they keep the air conditioning on, because many people are reporting that they're getting severely dehydrated during even shorter tarmac events of 2 to 3 hours. We would like a mandate that you be able to have water at any point when you're on the tarmac, not after the two-hour mark, because that appears to be an issue as well. We would like international flights to be included in the three-hour rule, and that's not in the docket at this point. So these are things that people need to comment on if it's important to them. If they want transparency for all those ancillary fees, they should comment on that. If they want the language to be stronger, they should say whatever it is there is to say, because the DOT right now is really listening, and they will include valid, reasonable, realistic items that passengers want in this new rulemaking, and this is really going to make a difference for the flying public.
All right. Well, Kate, I guess the best thing to do is to send them to flyersrights.org. That's flyers spelled with a Y, and there they can get information, news, and a way to contact you or someone in the organization if they have further questions.
That's exactly right. And if they sign our petition, which is free, they can always opt out of the bulk emails if they don't want to do them after the docket posting. But it gives them a chance for us to send them the direct link so that they can easily get into the docket and post comments. And we also coach them on these are the things to look for. Add your own personal comments, make them strong, and let the DOT know how you really feel. Because this may be our last chance for a while to get some really meaningful passenger rights rules.
Kate Hannai is the founder and executive director of Flyers Rights. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.